That's the eerie sound of what's called the WOW signal, a radio signal received on Earth almost 40 years ago, which many scientists and astronomers still today believe was generated by an extraterrestrial civilization. The signal was captured by the Big Ear Radio Telescope in Ohio, USA, on the 15th of August 1977, lasted for about 90 seconds and tantalizingly disappeared. Up to today, if ET was going to send a signal to the Earth via radio, which many believe would be his preferred option for technical reasons, Ireland would certainly not be the first place to pick up the historic transmission. Yet after today, it's entirely possible that Birr Castle, which is now proudly home to Ireland's LOFAR radio telescope, could be the location where the world's press gather to hear of the first radio contact from another civilization. The man that has, more than any other, put Irish astronomy back on the map is Peter Gallagher. He's a professor in astrophysics based at Trinity College Dublin. Peter led the countdown to the switching on of LOFAR this morning, and even heavy rain didn't dampen the enthusiasm of a crowd of scientists, locals, journalists, as well as Minister Halligan, the minister responsible for science and astronomy, and a number of his officials.
And is the screen behind you? It will activate a counter on the screen behind you. Let's go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Raining!
It's entirely fitting that Birr Castle is home to LOFAR, as it's also home to the Leviathan, an enormous hulking optical light-based telescope that sits in a field adjacent to the new high-tech arrival. The Leviathan was the world's largest and most famous telescope when it was built in 1845 and remained largest until 1917. It was built, designed and operated by William Parsons, the 3rd Earl of Ross, a brilliant scientist who used his remarkable telescope and eyesight to make out the distinctive spiral shape of what became known as the Whirlpool Galaxy. He called it M51, and that was in 1845. The discovery was huge because it meant that there was more than one galaxy outside our own, the Milky Way, and that the universe was a lot larger than we had thought up to then. The telescope and Lord Ross attracted visitors from around the world who came to look on in awe at the remarkable man and his machine. So the switching on of LOFAR this morning was understandably a proud and emotional day for the current Lord Ross, Brendan Parsons, who's the 7th Earl. Lord Ross, maybe you could comment on this day here in Birr Castle.
It's a hugely exciting day for us in the opportunity it gives us to carry our great tradition for science and technology onward, not only to another generation, but really into the, I think, almost indefinite future. And I feel that my great-great-grandfather, the 3rd Earl, is really looking down on this with huge approval and enthusiasm.
LOFAR has the potential to follow this great scientific tradition as a hunter of planets, an investigator of the laws and nature of the universe, and even as a point of contact between ourselves and whatever life form might be out there.
So actually out in the field is a crazy telescope. It's a field full of aerials and dipoles, and they collect radio waves that are coming in from space, and all of the data then gets put on nearly 55 kilometres of cables and into a computer where it processes all the data and then sends it off on one of Air's high-speed fibres off to the Netherlands, where it's then processed in a supercomputer.
It doesn't look like a telescope, it's very flat.
It's very weird looking, yeah. Well, the flat black area that you can see is actually tarpaulin, really, and the tarpaulin is protecting all the sensitive electronics and all of the aerials. So underneath that area, which is kind of half a football field, is 3,000 aerials. So, you know, 3,000 aerials means that you're very, very sensitive to radio waves coming from as far away in the universe.
I mean, what kind of questions, exciting questions, could you now ask about the universe?
One of the most exciting things is looking at planets. So, you know, when we were kids, there was 9 planets, and then we got rid of Pluto. controversially. And then nowadays, there's 3,000 planets that we never knew about before. And we're now finding planets, and LOFAR can find planets. Imagine finding a planet from County Offaly. But not only that, imagine finding a planet that had a strong magnetic field that might harbour life. We might find evidence for it with a telescope like that. And I think that is the thing that raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
Minister Halligan said he was very supportive of LOFAR and its potential to boost astronomy, science and jobs in Ireland. Yet some of the astronomers present for the launch would like to see him match that enthusiasm with concrete support for an Irish membership of what's called the European Southern Observatory.
I am looking at it actually, and my view is, and I tend to say it as I see it, is that we should join it. There is a monetary problem, of course, because we're limited as to where we make our investments in science, research, development and so on. I actually believe that it would have a phenomenal return for Ireland. We're in discussions at present. I don't want to say too much on it. Apart from my view would be, as Minister for Research, Development and Innovation, is that we should join. There's no question about that. And if you recall, like when Ireland joined the European Space Agency, people were saying, what was that about? We were one of the first to set up the European Space Agency. You can see the benefits. I really do think that with a little bit of forward thinking, it can bring benefits to our economy.
But with or without a decision on the membership of the European Southern Observatory, there is no doubt that today was a historic day for Irish astronomy and science, as we returned to centre stage in a field of study where we were once among the world's best in the 19th century.